The borough's letter seeks a meeting with officials with the Alaska Department of Transportation, possibly as soon as February. It calls the project one of major interest to the community and says assembly members and residents have many questions about it. Assembly member Chelsea Tremblay supported sending the letter. She called into the assembly meeting from Juneau after testifying at a House committee hearing on the Alaska Marine Highway System.
Some people were pretty surprised that this was in the draft AMHS report that was just released from the latest report instead of all the other reports, and that this is a topic being considered. So I'm excited to send this letter, and I'm hoping that they're able to respond with some urgency.
The state's draft report on reshaping the ferry system mentions a Cake Road project several times as a possible cost-saving measure. The report concludes that building a road between Cake and the north end of the Wrangell Narrows near Petersburg and also having a shuttle ferry would eliminate the need for ferries to stop in Cake. It estimates cost savings at $745,000 by eliminating that service to Cake, but that does not include the cost of building or operating a shuttle ferry or maintaining the road. And those numbers have been looked at by the state before and discarded as too costly an option. In the wake of this recent report, Governor Mike Dunleavy established something called a Ferry Reshaping Work Group that's meant to come up with recommendations with the goal of reducing the state's financial obligations for the ferry system to a sustainable level. Dunleavy was asked recently about his definition of sustainability.
That it's being run as efficiently as possible, potentially where there are roads on the islands in south central coastal Alaska, southeast Alaska. Will those roads make it less costly so that that cost savings could be shifted into potential boats that are going to transport people where there are no roads? I think we need to look at routes if we are leaving a port at certain times of the year in which there are not that many passengers. How do we consolidate potentially those routes?
The governor expects to name members of that new 9-person work group by mid-February. Meanwhile, the state is going forward with construction of a 1-lane gravel road on northern Kuprinoff. It would end at a boat ramp 12 miles north of Petersburg. And it's important to note that project does not include any ferry connection or terminal and does not reach the north end of the Wrangell Narrows. That road has support from Petersburg's Mayor Mark Jensen, along with State Senator Bert Stedman, who secured $40 million in state funding for it in 2012. But other Petersburg Assembly members are questioning why the state is spending that money. Jeff Mucci said he's been unable to get answers.
You know, I just want to know what the urgency of this road project is. When we have other projects within, you know, the borough, whether it's the ferry system, and it's hard for me to get an answer from either DOT or Senator Stedman's office about what the importance on this small portion of road is that's going to cost $30 to $40 million. So I'm hoping Mr. Lockwood or Mr. Merrig might come here next couple weeks to kind of answer some of our questions.
Lance Meerig is the director of the South Coast region for the state agency, and Greg Lockwood is the DOT's group chief on the project. State workers are doing helicopter survey work on the route this winter, and the DOT is hoping to choose a contracting company to build the road segments, possibly as soon as February. Other assembly members supported sending the letter as well. Jay Stanton Greger questioned the stated purpose of the project for providing access to the forest.
There's quotes in the newspaper about people about wanting to use that as an a corridor for electricity and potentially other activities, and that kind of flies in the face of the Department of Transportation's stated goals. And I would love to speak with them about it to maybe clarify some of these vagaries, both in terms of project scope and maintenance and liabilities.
The vote was 7-0 to send that letter to DOT. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicky.